this is Dan Cathy with Chick-fil-A, and welcome to the Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Odyssey fans, I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob, senior editor with Plugged In.
Welcome to the May 6th, 2009 edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Boy, isn't it good to be doing an audio podcast again?
You know, it sure is. You know, I don't have to worry so much about my hair looking goofy or if I got something stuck in my teeth.
But the video podcast was a lot of fun. I mean, not just for us, for the fans too. Did you read the comments, Jesse? Like this one here from Logan. That was the funniest AIO official podcast ever. 5 out of 5 stars on this podcast.
Wow, 5 out of 5. That's good. You know, Chelsea says, this was a really fun podcast. Bob and Jesse are so funny.
We really appreciate all the nice comments. Feel free to tell us what you think at witsend.org/podcast.
You know, and we'll be doing another video podcast sooner than you think, but longer than you wish. Whatever that means.
But today we'll be taking another trip into the Odyssey Vault.
Whoa, Bob, wait a minute. You remember what happened last time we went in there. Maybe you should go in without me.
Look, I said I was sorry. Besides, now I know what that lever does, I promise to be really careful.
Okay.
Anyway, we're not literally going into the vault. We're just going to pull some audio that lets fans hear what goes on in the background of scenes.
Oh, well, I guess I'm okay with that. And we'll also have an interview with Dan Cathy, the president of Chick-fil-A.
But first, here's the latest news.
Adventures in Odyssey Live is finally available.
We've been talking about the live show for at least a year now, and Odyssey fans who didn't get a chance to attend finally have the chance to see and hear it.
You know, this is a CD and DVD set, so it includes a whole live show on CD, plus a multimedia slideshow with pictures and video on the DVD.
Have you gotten a chance to look at the DVD yet, Jess?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's your favorite part?
Well, my favorite part of the show is kind of where Wooten takes over and dreams of what it'd be like if he took over Wits End, and he calls it Woot's End. Uh-huh. And it's just hilarious. There's this never-ending slide, and Mandy keeps going down and down and screaming the whole time. It was just hilarious.
I think it would cost an awful lot if we tried to do that on video, but in the theater of the mind, it's amazing what the imagination can do to fill in the blanks.
Exactly. So what part did you like best?
You know, I think the thing that struck me was watching Jess Harnell do the impressions of Rodney Dangerfield and Bill Cosby. I mean, I've heard him do it before, but to see him up close, it just seemed so odd to have those voices coming out of the man who does Wooten. And of course, getting a chance to see some of the fan interviews, that was a lot of fun too.
You know, it's amazing the impact that Odyssey's had on so many people's lives. And it's great that now our listeners will be able to see the live show we've been talking about so much.
That's right. Be sure to check out our website for more information about Adventures in Odyssey Live and the new Novacom Saga package.
So what's next?
A visit to the Odyssey Vault, remember?
Oh, right. So that means it's time for
Journeys Inside Odyssey's Secret Vault.
Wow, you've got a fanfare for everything, don't you?
You can never be too prepared. So, what did we find in the vault today?
Well, this is a segment for people who listen to Odyssey really closely. Sometimes the things you can barely hear in the background are just as much fun as the things you hear in the foreground. Take this scene from the episode Top This.
Darn. Let's play a commercial and then I'll take some more callers.
What is it?
I'm going to make an announcement.
Now?
Right after this commercial.
What kind of announcement?
We just
now,
did
what's that I hear in the background?
Well, it's actually a very strange commercial. Listen to this.
How many times has this happened to you? You're happily eating spaghetti, twirling your fork into a nice ball of pasta, and suddenly, you run out of fork. You've got another 3 yards of spaghetti to twirl, and you have no fork to put it on. What can you do? Introducing Jumbo Fork, the biggest fork you'll ever see in your life. Get Jumbo Fork and get it all in your mouth.
Sounds like I need to get a jumbo fork for the next time I eat spaghetti at home.
Yeah, and that's not the only unusual product to be layered into an Odyssey episode this way. For example, this next one was in the background of BTV Behind the Scenes.
Tired of eating that cold sandwich for a quick lunch? Microwave it with Superwatch. In fact, you can even prepare a full course meal with just the touch of a button. Sportsmen will love it too as a fishing pole, a scale, even a rabbit trap. It's the go anywhere, do anything watch, and you can get yours for only $9.95. Available now at Steeple Drug, Academy Hardware, Joe's Park and Dine, and Leon's Motel Room 30A. Another teleproduct from Rancho Incorporated.
And since we're both football fans, Jesse, you're going to love this last one. Here's a scene from Easy Money.
Sam, wake up. They're about to score.
Come on.
Yes! Yes! Touchdown!
What is it? What's the matter?
Why are you so tired?
I had to get up at 4:30 this morning for work.
Work? How cute.
You know, that sounded like Marv Albert and John Madden were announcing a football game in the background.
They were, sort of. Let's hear what's airing on the TV.
Touchdown! Jones makes the catch! What an unbelievable catch! Jones, the rookie out of Virginia Tech, with a miraculous dive and catch, and the Raiders go up 23-14.
It was a hook and go. Jones ran down the sidelines, boom! Watch the blocking on this. Murdoch, he comes around the end, see? Boom, 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 boom. And look at him on the sidelines. Huh? There he is. Got a big chunk of grass stuck in the helmet. Now that's what it's all about, getting grass in your helmet.
I'm going to listen to episodes a lot more closely from now on. And changing gears, we have an interview with Chick-fil-A president Dan Cathy.
I love going to Chick-fil-A, I mean, especially when they have Adventures and Odyssey episodes in their kids' meals.
You know, me too. Let's hear how they got there in the first place.
Mr. Cathy, this is Bob with Adventures in Odyssey podcast. How are you today?
Thank you, Bob, and great to talk to you guys. And sure to appreciate Focus and all the wonderful partnerships we've enjoyed over the years with Chick-fil-A.
How did you first get involved with Adventures in Odyssey and decide to introduce the audio into your kids' meals at Chick-fil-A?
Yes, sir. Well, one of the strategies that we have with our kids' meal is a reflection of our Chick-fil-A corporate purpose that says we're here to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that's entrusted to us and to have a positive influence on all who come in contact with Chick-fil-A, including the thousands and thousands of kids that come in to our restaurants. And so as we evaluated different programs and approaches that we could use with a kids' meal, we took an opposite, a countercultural, counterintuitive, non-conventional approach and wanted to go with a premium item in our kids' meals that would be encouraging and supporting of the family values and on and on. So we consulted with our good friends at Focus on the Family. We talked about some of the options that were there and settled in on the Adventures in Odyssey. We could well be the largest purveyor of that curriculum in the country. I'm not sure about that, but we'd be right on up there, I think.
We hear very often that people got their first exposure to an Adventures in Odyssey episode through Chick-fil-A, so thank you for helping to spread the word.
Yeah, we have a broad spectrum of customers, of course. If you are distributing those materials through Christian bookstores, you reach one audience, but at Chick-fil-A, you know, we have the whole spectrum of society.
You mentioned that that you are probably one of the greatest distributors of Odyssey product out there. Do you have any numbers? I know it's been a couple of years since we partnered that way.
I'm sure we have those at our corporate office, but it would be well into the millions. We're serving about 7 to 10 million customers per week, and a large percentage of those are families with children. And so it's a big number.
Now, we've had such a wonderful reaction here at Focus to you know, the kids being introduced to Odyssey at Chick-fil-A. What's been the reaction on your side as far as putting, you know, content from a Christian ministry into your kids' meals?
Well, as I said, it's a reflection of our corporate purpose, but you know, we try to find the sweet spot in between what would be entertaining, you know, for the children, but would be meaningful for the parents. And difficult to kind of find at times because we can get real entertaining for kids, but it really doesn't communicate a value or a message that's built to last. Then on the other hand, we can get so serious about principles and communicating those values that we don't have an experience that's exciting and fun and entertaining for the kids. So I think that's why the Adventures in Odyssey has been so successful for us, because it's a beautiful, wonderful blend of that sweet spot.
I guess I have to ask you this. Are there any plans in the near future to open a Chick-fil-A in Odyssey?
Well, that would be a great idea. We need to get some writers and editors on that right now to talk about what an exciting prospect that might be. And certainly, I know there's a lot of cows out there in the land of Odyssey, and I'm sure they would be jumping up and down in the pastures to know that they would be a Chick-fil-A coming to their town.
And I'm sure they'd be lining up to wear sandwich boards that say, "Eat more chicken."
Absolutely. You know, these cows don't spell very well, but they're committed to their message.
Would you like to tell people about the sort of the fractured grammar?
Yes. in order to try to have some tongue-in-cheek reality and seriousness about this, the cows are attempting all kind of different messages, and they don't spell very well. And we do have English teachers that write us from time to time and remind us of the disservice to literacy in America. But we write them back and said, I'm sure had these cows been in your English class, they would know how to spell better. So we keep those that standard letter handy so that we can respond back respectfully to those teachers.
Now, our listeners may not know this, Mr. Cathy. You are actually in the Denver area today for a restaurant opening. And I know it's almost developed a bit of a cult following, people camping out overnight and playing video games, singing songs. And what are some crazy things that you've experienced? Because you've told us that you do attend a lot of these and even sometimes sleep out with folks.
Yeah, it's an incredible experience. We have a lot of things that you'd never expect to see in a Chick-fil-A parking lot. We have sprinkler systems that go out in the middle of the night. I've learned to be very careful where I pitch my tent. Sometimes 3 o'clock in the morning is the most opportune time for our big dumpsters to be changed out, so a trucks come in there with air horns to announce their arrival, and that'll wake you up real quickly. So it just all kind of exciting things going on. We have about 6 more openings in the next 12 months that will be here in the Denver, Boulder, Colorado Springs area. So go online, see where Chick-fil-A is opening up, and bring your sleeping bag and pup tent and join the party.
We may have to do a remote podcast from one of those openings.
I think it up close and personal would be great.
Now, I have to ask you about your personal experience with Adventures in Odyssey. Your kids or relatives of yours listen to Odyssey? Do you have a favorite episode yourself?
Well, I've listened to Adventures in Odyssey. Unfortunately, my boys, when they were in that target age group, was before we had developed our relationship to focus on the family. So I was not actively involved, as many parents are. But I love the creativity. I love the voice talent that's there. I enjoy the musical background and scripting. I'm got a little producer DNA in me as well, and I appreciate, quite frankly, the quality of the scripts and particularly the quality of the production.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your time. The Odyssey listeners, thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you today.
Thank you so much, and we'll continue this relationship, I'm sure, for many years to come, and eat more chicken.
And if we do a remote, perhaps that'll be one of the nights you're sleeping out. We'll get a chance to talk with you personally.
Come join us. We'll be opening up a store in October in the Garden of the Gods. Get your sleeping bag ready. You might want to practice in your backyard camping out, and then you'll be all ready to go this October.
All right. I see our producer, Nathan Hubler, is nodding. It sounds like this is a great idea.
Okay. Have fun.
God bless you.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Cathy. Mr. Cathy was great. You know, we don't do endorsements on this show, but I think I may need to go get myself a Chick-fil-A original for lunch.
I think I'll join you. I certainly have a craving for waffle fries. But first, we have to wrap up this podcast.
Ooh, Cool Wraps. You know, those are my daughter's favorite. You know, maybe I'll have one of those instead and a hand-spun milkshake.
You've been listening to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Be sure to visit us online at witsend.org/podcast.
Or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Hungry. I'm Jesse. And remember, with God in your life, every day is an adventure.